Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Mario Coleman and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
We change lives.
Welcome to the NCWCC Digital Online Radio Show. I'm your host, Karima Ali. I am hearing live from Atlanta, Georgia. We've had some exciting shows that we have been following up on, a series that we are very proud to have starting to feature. The Digital Online Network is featuring a series of extraordinary groups and people and programs that transform lives. The National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction, Inc. is seeking partners to end self-genocide and ending violence. NCWCC has launched a series of broadcast live networks with our affiliates who are partnering up and including individuals like Regina Mullen from the Residential Director of Magdalen House in Nashville, Tennessee, and Clemmy Greenlee, Peacemakers of Nashville. I also have on the line with me today our co-host and our news anchor and reporter, Patricia Hunt, out of Portland, Oregon. We're welcoming those individuals to the call. We are looking to talk about and introduce how the Magdalen House saved Ms. Greenlee's life through transforming her life as from a gang leader, a drug user, and prostitution. We want to look out to other people who will be calling in and listening in as we continue to run these series. I would like to welcome Ms. Patricia Hunt, my co-host. Ms. Hunt, welcome to the call.
Absolutely, Karima. Thank you so much. It's great to have you with us today. It's great to have you here.
Great, and I'm very blessed to have you aboard with the NCWCC Digital Online, and I also want to welcome Ms. Clemmy Greenlee to the call. Welcome, Ms. Greenlee.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. As usual, I'm honored.
Great, and then we just have our next guest, who we just mentioned, Ms. Regina Mullins from the Magdalen House in Nashville. Welcome to the call, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Great. Ladies, we are in a specific interview here, and we want to talk about the way that you all were introduced. Now, I'm going to ask Regina to talk to us about how you met Ms. Greenlee.
I have been knowing Clemmy for over 30 years, and I met her while living in a housing project in Nashville, and we kind of hung out together, and we were in active addiction, which means that we used drugs together. We lived in different houses together. We shared our drugs. We were involved in prostitution, just the whole street lifestyle. And we never lost touch. We never lost touch. There was, Clem, I hope you don't mind, but there were times when we were, like, involved in our street life, our past, and we would sit around and say to each other that, you know, God's got something else for us, and we're going to find a way out. If you find a way out, Clem, you come back and get me. And she's like, if you find a way out, you come back and get me. And eventually we came back together.
Wow. So let's talk about how you came back together. You are part of a wonderful organization that has an international network. What is the name of that?
The program is called Magdalen House. Magdalen has been a lifeline for myself, but for many, many women. The Reverend Jessica Stevens. She started this program in 1997. And myself, I was in prison. The last time I went to prison was 96, and it opened a house and invited five women to come and stay in this house. And her whole idea was to show us that we could have our lives back, prostitute ourselves, streets, didn't have to continue to use drugs, but we were worth, women of worth, and she wanted to show us how to get back to loving ourselves and claiming our lives back. And so she offered five of us to come, and that we lived in a house that, that she sponsored, and lived there for 2 years, and coming to the magical program, she encouraged us to get treatment, alcohol and drug treatment, and she set up other resources for us to go out and, you know, do some therapy about our abuse, sexual abuse, assault rapes, mainly, and infestations, and she just encouraged us that, you know, there was a way that she would walk with us, and so came and we lived there, and I graduated out of the five. It was four of us that graduated in 1999, and I went on to continue to work with women such as myself, coming off the streets and wanting to, you know, just turn their lives around. And helped me. We created an outreach program to where we went back to the streets. We offered the women when they were ready, you know, to come out and join us.
Right.
And so, and one of in doing that, I had always said that if I got a chance to come out of that hell, out of that darkness, that I was going to go back and get my sister, my people, you know. And so
mm-hmm.
I would
and that
go
was, and that was
to
your
where,
sister. That was your sister, Miss Greenlee. That Miss Greenlee has proven to be a profound, wonderful woman. I want to let everybody know that Ms. Clemmie was featured in USA Today national newspaper, which was entitled From the Streets Rises an Angel. And the founder, Ms. Becky Stevens, who is an Episcopal priest at Vanderbilt campus, created this Magdalene program, residential program for women who have survived the lives of prostitution, trafficking, addiction, and the life on the street. Through the Thessal mm-hmm. Park, which is a social enterprise. Ms. Greenlee, tell us a little bit about your background and your experience with the Magdalene House.
Oh, sure. You know, as Regina said, you know, we go back over 30 years. When Regina had found the location of where I was at the time, I was in an abandoned house, still out there in the streets and the drugs, and I was facing a some time in jail for intent to commit murder. I had just stabbed one of my boys, one of my tricks, one of my Johns, whichever one you want to call it. And I had just got out of prison for doing 9 months. And so when she would come to the crack house and the abandoned house, and she would always holler through the little broken window that, you know, Jesus loves me. There's a program called Magdalene. If you just give me the opportunity, I walk with you. It's a 2-year program. And I was like, I'm not doing no more years. You know, 2 years is just enough as prison time. But she never gave up. She not only jeopardized her own sobriety, she stuck to her word of both of us saying, who get out first, we're coming back to get you. So eventually, like 5 months later, you know, after she wouldn't leave me alone, I decided that let me see, first of all, who this Jesus is. Let me see who this Magdalene House is and this Reverend Bethel Stevens. And if I'm seeing her looking like this on this side of life, then I know it's got to be hope because she came from where I came from. And I was ready to change. I wanted to do exactly like her. I wanted to go get the help, learn how to live, learn about myself, learn who I am, who I truly am, and then come back out here and say the same thing to the next woman.
Mm-hmm.
that we're
coming
to say.
Let's say this much. The process that you all are talking about is a way for women to teach each other about their own self-genocide, because it was self-genocide. It was a violence,
exactly.
Of a pattern that you all held. And between the two groups, your group alone has done a tremendous amount of work, Ms. Mullins, and I really wanted everybody to hear your story. Let's talk about the most important thing. When the women, as you said, Ms. Mullins, became a part of the workforce and they tried to get jobs, and you said there was a part that you mentioned to me that you were seeking recovery-friendly companies, felony-friendly companies. And as a result, those women were never able to become successful and gainfully employed. And so thus that made the Reverend Stevens come forth and create the Fiscal Farm. I want to talk about that in just a moment when we come back. I want to play a nice little piece for you guys called Hope on the Horizon by Destiny Muhammad. And we're going to bring
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you.
To the NCWCC Digital Online Radio. We have an extraordinary group of women on the phone with us today. We have a unique woman by the name of Kumi Greenlee, who is Peacemakers of Nashville and the regional director, residential director for the Magdalen House in Nashville. I want to bring them back to the call. Also have our co-host, Ms. Patricia Hunt, who is our news anchor and news reporter for the NCWCC Digital Online. Ladies, I'm going to bring you guys back in. Welcome to the call. Thank you all for participating in the NCWCC Digital Online Radio Show today.
Thank you.
Do you have to expound on what we were about to talk about?
I'm sorry?
I was talking to Ms. Hunt?
Yes. Yes, Karima.
Wanted you to expound on any of the comments that we had, the conversation that we just had a moment ago before the break.
Yes. Well, this is testament to the work of the Magdalen House that these two ladies are here, because they're both products of the Magdalen House.
Mm-hmm.
Regina started, cleaned herself up. She went back and got Clemmy. Clemmy got involved. I believe Clemmy was involved for 2 years.
Yeah.
Cleaned her life up, and then her son was killed. Her son was murdered. Her son was living a life of a gang life. He was a gang member, and he was murdered. And that's how Clemmy got involved to make a difference in her community.
Yes.
Make a difference. And make a difference you did, Clemmie.
Yes, yes. Yes, I did. I had just completed Magdalene.
You had just completed Magdalene House when this all happened. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. I think I was out of Magdalene maybe about 6 or 7 months, Regina.
Yeah,
I came out, I think,
right.
In March. Yeah, and my son was murdered.
Clemmie, I would like to ask you, what exactly did Magdalene House do to help you to transform your life from 28 years of drug addiction, 28 years of prostitution, and 28 years of crime? What did they do to change you?
Wow. What the number one thing they done was gave us unconditional love. They gave us unconditional love, healing, 6 weeks of intense therapy, outpatient therapy. They had a lady called Dr. Linda Hazel. I'll never forget her. I'm going to go look for her next. She did intense therapy on us to talk about the child molestation, the rapes and the drugs and the mental part that played in it, and how a lot of this was not our fault, how we didn't have control of it. And then they taught us about who we were as a woman, as a female. They had so many courses in it that you didn't have time to want to leave or feel sorry for yourself. You really wanted to get engaged with, this wasn't my fault. How can I get over this? Who can I talk to? How can I turn to it? And then Bethel, being a reverend herself, and shared a story about her sexual molestation, that really helped us, because we know now that it don't just only happen to girls like us, that it really happens to people in high places. So I think the intense therapy, the healing, and the unconditional love helped me a lot to really realize that there's really someone out here that really care and really, really had the heart to see someone change their lives.
Now, Clemmie, you took that training, and when okay, you guys, welcome back to the call. The calls just dropped off, and they just back to the show. Patricia was in the midst of asking Clemmie about the training, but I also want to welcome Mrs. Greenlee and Mrs. Mullins. Mrs. Mullins, what I wanted to know real quickly is about the Thister Farms. I think before we went into a break there, the recovery friendly companies, the felony friendly company. Tell us a little about why Thister Farms was created. Is that the reason why?
That is the reason why. After, you know, just coming after about what the first 3 months, we were just engaged in just like sanctuary. That's the best word I could think of. Sanctuary, just being new to being off the streets, and just, you know, the disbelief that someone could offer us into their home and not expecting anything from us except to, figure out what we want to do with the rest of our lives, is that they offered us a stipend of $60 at that time. And that was big, because for women like ourselves, it was like, man, I didn't have to go turn a trick for this, you know. And are you for sure? Are you really? Are you? This is real, you know. Sitting and trying to figure out what we wanted to do, and then they had women to come in that was called Dress for Success to help us with like interview techniques and filling out resumes and going to applying for jobs. And so when we would go and apply for the job, we would go to the career center, get the little, you know, skills we needed for whatever job. And when we would go, they look at our record and they would not hire us. You know,
so
that was like a double
up, and
that's
down, you guys,
you know,
started doing the bath and body products, basically.
Right, right. I had Becca, I believe right to the day that God just spoke to her, and she created something that we could do would be like a, you know, a stepping stone back into society. And while we were doing that, you know, we were still looking for, like I said, felony-friendly and recovery-friendly people that would hire our women, give us a second chance. And she started the company, it's a cottage industry where the women could come and learn how to make the bath and body products to continue loving on ourselves. Isn't that ironic? We were making like candles and we still are. Body balm is what Becca calls it. We bath salts, lotion, soap.
Mm-hmm.
We make a variety of things today. I mean, from 2001, and we're everywhere. We go from state to state talking about, you know, the products we make. We're in a lot of stores around the country. We're about to go on a trip in a couple of weeks to London to talk about the trafficking and things that's going on over there. We went to Africa in 2008, and we came back from two villages over there, and we brought, like, geranium oil back to start. We make a product with geranium oil now. So it's grown, and the women that come and graduate or come through the program, all of our women go through Thistle Farm.
You said it grew into an international company, and that that everybody has to spend at least 40 hours in the process of their A&D treatment, and you actually lead the A&D treatment as well, right?
That's the one of the biggest parts of coming in. Criteria is that you do have a history of prostitution and drug addiction. I had said early on, because I was asking the questions of why did you do this for us? And she was working like in a storefront ministry, working with homeless people. She's always, both her parents have been pastors also. And she was said that she would always see the men, but she was just wondering, where are the women? And she found that most of us was like in a revolving circle, you know, going in and out of jail, from prison back to the streets, from jail back to the streets. And she wanted to do something to help us come off the street. And this is what has been birthed. And it's wonderful. It's been a lifeline, like I said, not just to myself, but so many women. And Cremie and myself are only like seeds that have been planted to go back and just let other women know that we can turn it around. And there's a whole group of people that you never even thought about that's willing to walk with you.
Okay, so let me just close by saying that you guys have a program that you also match the amount of an IDA program that you match almost $1,000 for education, housing, and transportation. So these women can put themselves on their feet and get their lives in order, because it takes money to be economically independent.
Right, right. And doing the right thing. And that's one of the incentives of the program also, is that when we come in, they have a program set up to where they encourage all the women to save monies, and they save it in an IDA account. And after they saved, I believe it's $1,200 now, is that those monies are matched by $1,000. And that is to further their education, maybe even a down payment for a house if they're trying to get, you know, housing. There's some specific things for them to that'll be assets for them. So that's what the money is used for.
So I think this is a wonderful show to talk about the seeds that the Magdalene House planted, and involving individuals who are
are just determined to do something different for the next woman, that lifeline that you all have thrown each other, is something that I wanted to get to real quick before the show ended. And I believe it's something says, sometimes these women hear voices in their heads about their past lives and self-worth. They simply seem like too much to bear, the Reverend Speaker. This is her quote. This is her mission, that she understands the past lives and its self-worth. And that's one thing that you mentioned, Ms. Mullins, is about having self-worth predefined going back out there to the street. Am I correct?
Right. But yeah. What happens is once we come in, we have such a community of love. And I agree with you when you said that one of the, basically the most important thing is to be loved unconditionally. Even on the products at the farms, that's one of the mottos that's on the products, that love, you know, far outweighs any force, you know, that can transform a woman's life. You know, like, it's about loving each other unconditionally. Okay, this is what you did, but this is not what you're doing. That's not what your future holds. And we're willing to walk with you, you know, to go forward. Because our self-esteem is, it's like women come in with a little or even no self-esteem. And what Becca has created in this community is a way to build everybody's self-esteem back up, to let you know that you are worth more than gold. You know, you are in the palm of God's hand. That's why he brought you out of the darkness. You know, and so we're going to continue to walk with you because we know what God has for you is more than anything the enemy has taken. You know, and so we can bring our eyes back and walk in that love and then spread the love.
Absolutely. Let me ask a question. Give us a website for you guys so people who are listening can contact you all.
Okay. Well, the Thistle Farms is thistlefarms.org. And that will tell you about the whole company. It'll tell you about our products. It'll tell you how to order products. It'll let you know how to get in touch with us if you want to put our products anywhere in your church, in your store, in your home.
I understand. But look, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the NCWCC Digital Online Radio. I know this is a quick show, but we'll be expanding. Now we're hoping to help you, welcome you back to the show. And of course, Clemmie, we also always glad to have you aboard with Peacemakers of Nashville. And those who are listening, you can go online and just Google this one, and Miss Clemmie Greenlee and Miss Hunt, who I kind of lost the call for a moment. I know
that's
she's back online. I wanted to just thank her, as always, and being diligent in pulling the show together. I wouldn't know what I would have did without her. So I want to thank you as well. And we also want to welcome people to partner with the NCWCC. I'm your host, Karima. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thank you.
And I thank God for this opportunity. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.